Yeeman fought the vile winds that kept him from safe purchase at seemingly every turn, before eventually letting out a roar of frustration as he sank his rear claws into snow and ice and clutched at the partially concealed boulders below. "Be careful, little sister. This wind has teeth within it," Yeeman said, and I could only agree as I tucked my borrowed dragon rider's cloak around me to form a sort of poncho and pulled the hood as I slid and skittered down his shoulder to where Oboye caught me and held me close for the briefest of seconds. He wasn't as warm as a dragon, I thought, but still, I had to admit that it felt good all the same. "What is that?" I had to raise my mouth to shout into his lowered ear over the storm gales. "What is going on?"
"It's the alchemical fires," Oboye told me, gasping through the cold. "Special signal fires that Torvald uses. She's under attack."
In Yeen, I knew, she had finally decided to make her assault on the Citadel.
"And the dragon riders have to leave. The captain told me."
The wind snatched at his words, and so he had to start again.
"Torvald's armies are spread too thin. All dragon riders are flying to defend their capital."
"They'll lose," I muttered, and although I was sure that there was no way that Inine's brother could have heard me, when he pulled back a little, his eyes said that he understood all the same.
"Your dragon?"
he asked, his face desperate and looking for hope. What could I say? How could I tell him that I had to hope that every dragon which had ever hated me and hated the Stone Crown would somehow decide to turn around and fly to my aid?
"Just show them your heart,"
Yeeman reassured me once more as he hunkered his great form around us, providing us a little shelter from the storm.